Joining me now in the studio is Kara Thomas and Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Mary. As you said, we're here in the studio with Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes in once a month to update us on local law enforcement happenings. Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Well, uppermost on a lot of people's minds are the dry conditions that we have going on across Cook County and Minnesota. We have an extremely high fire danger. The statewide fire planning level is at level 5, which is the highest possible. And last Friday, you banned all recreational fires in Cook County. What is this? What else is going on with the Sheriff's Department related to fire?
Well, I'm going to go to the board today and propose and prepare a resolution with the help of County Attorney Tim Scannell, and have basically the county board, or ask them to kind of basically just ratify the ban that I developed, but maybe get a little bit more detail. Just a lot of questions about gas stoves and propane grills and that, which will be still be allowed, but just to ban campfires and recreational fires and charcoal grills in Cook County. And part of the reason is the Forest Service did a complete fire ban, but the state, which out of St. Paul, did the 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. and did talk to them, and I just felt that we just all, you know, it'd be nice if we all got on the same page, and just felt that, no disrespect to St. Paul, but we know what's going on in Cook County, and just felt it was necessary to ban campfires altogether in Cook County. So I'll propose that to the county board today, and hopefully that'll be passed. And then, and I think it's all about us doing our part, what we can do to prevent life, property, and protect our resources in Cook County. And as we all know, wildfires, most of the causes are human cause. And so what can we do to prevent that? We can't prevent Mother Nature, but we can certainly do what we can to prevent the human cause fire. So that's why I felt it was necessary to take that step, and hopefully the county board will agree.
Let's see. There's a few other things that are coming up here in the county. Prom is one of them, high school prom.
It certainly is, and I think it's kind of brought it to light here in the last week or so. There's been some very tragic accidents in Minnesota. The most recent in Cambridge, where 6 people died in an accident, and I believe 4 of the 6 were teenagers out late at night driving. A 16-year-old just got her license. She survived, but unfortunately the 4 passengers in her vehicle didn't, and too many people in her vehicle. She should only have one person or 20 years of age and shouldn't be driving at that time of the night. And there was also another tragic accident down in Winona County, I believe, with 3 teenagers. And so it just kind of reminds us, with prom coming up, getting to that time of the seasons where there's going to be a lot of parties, whether it be graduation or prom, and just to remind all of us as parents, to set a good example for our kids and promote non-drinking and non-drinking parties, and also just to encourage our kids, our children, to be safe and to follow the rules and the laws regarding driving, not having too many kids in the vehicle, and to be concentrating in driving habits and not be concerned about all the chit-chat going on in the vehicle. But it's just, you know, something we always get concerned about every year, and we don't want to have the same tragedy that Cambridge or Winona has, because it can just devastate a community, and we just don't want to have any impact on somebody's young lives or families. And let's do what we can to be safe this coming season with prom and graduation coming up.
Prom is on May 15th at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. So
correct.
That's coming up next month.
Yep.
What else is going on?
Well, you know, I think another big thing that's really something we've been battling for a while, but it seems to be just getting worse and worse, is a prescription drug abuse in Cook County. I think just all over, but, you know, in Cook County, I can speak of specifically. We've had some cases recently where we've had people altering prescriptions, and we've had some of those investigations. Right now, we've dealt with mostly adults, but there have been some juveniles involved over the years with prescription meds, and this is something we got to really try and get a handle on. And next month, there's a forum in Hibbing being put on. It's an all-day forum regarding some things that talk about prevention of prescription abuse, and I'll be going. I signed up for, and I do know some people from Grand Portage plan on attending also. So that's something we really need to take a look at, and really can have an impact on the community, and let's try and get ahead of the game.
That was Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes into WTIP Studios once a month to update us on issues of concern to law enforcement here in Cook County. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.